Hi, everyone, and welcome inside the Steelers indoor practice facility. I'm Missy Matthews. This is Bob Labriola, and welcome to another edition of Steelers by Position Labs. Today, let's take a look at the cornerback situation for the Steelers.
Yeah,
right,
Missy,
now.
You know, when you look at the Steelers cornerback situation this particular offseason, to me, it's very similar to the situation the team faced last year with their wide receivers. You have two young guys, two up-and-coming players, but the sense is that the younger of the two is going to end up being better. So you have to take that into consideration when you're doing a contract for the older of the two, because the way the Steelers operate is you don't pay, you pay the best player at each position the most money. So you don't want to mess up your pay scale, especially with a couple of young guys who are still developing for you.
Let's take a look at the comings and goings at cornerbacks. William Gay is returning back to the Steelers. Justin King is also signed. Keenan Lewis, the big one, who is no longer with the Steelers, went to the New Orleans Saints, his hometown team. What kind of player was Keenan, and where do you think this is in terms of a loss for the Steelers?
Well, I think it's a loss, and Keenan Lewis is the guy I was referring to as the older of the two up-and-coming players. The other one at cornerback, of course, is Cortez Allen. Keenan Lewis led the NFL last year in passes defensed. He really kind of came into his own going into the training camp of his third season, and then last year he really blossomed. You know, Keenan Lewis showed himself to be a tough guy. He played through a lot of injuries at camp last year, the nagging kind of things that keep guys off the practice field sometimes, and I think he was feeling a little bit of the heat from Cortez Allen. But hey, whatever gets a guy out onto the field and competing, it's good for the football team. Keenan Lewis, when you look at him, he is a good physical cover corner. But let's be honest, in 4 years, he has had only one interception. That came against the Kansas City Chiefs, who were at the time quarterbacked by Tyler Palco, not exactly picking off Tom Brady in New England. So Keenan Lewis, good player, not great ball skills.
Bringing up Cortez Allen again, especially towards the end of last season, some really big plays that he made, splash plays, if you will, towards the end of the season. So kind of his job now to step up, to be the next man up?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a guy I think the Steelers have a lot of expectations for. They're excited about him. Even when they picked him out of the Citadel a couple of years ago, you know, Carnell Lake, the Steelers' new secondary coach at the time, said that, you know, for the first time in his life, Cortez Allen was going to have an opportunity to really work on his craft. He had three starts at the end of last season. In those starts, he had two interceptions, three passes defensed. He forced three fumbles and recovered one. Now, certainly he's not going to be able to project that over the course of a 16-game season, but I think when you look at the Steelers' cornerbacks, Cortez Allen is the guy with the best ball skills. The Keenan Lewis thing, again, I liked him as a player, a lot of respect for how he worked himself into the starting lineup, but I'm not absolutely sure that Keenan Lewis would have been a starter for the Steelers at corner in 2013.
Obviously, we still have Ike Taylor here with the Steelers, which is obviously a good thing, especially with Keenan going, having a veteran guy kind of to lead that group of guys.
Yeah, Ike Taylor, you know, Steelers fans like to complain about him and the passes he drops. Ike even made some jokes about himself last year having bad hands. But Ike Taylor is a very valued member of this football team, of this defense. Dick LeBeau happens to believe that Ike Taylor is a very, very good player for the things that he does that maybe we don't notice. So the Steelers definitely lost something when Ike was injured last year. They're happy to have him back. This is a guy who, except for that broken bone in his foot, has not missed any significant action since he became a full-time starter in 2000 and at the end of the 2004 season. So Ike Taylor, big part of this team, and the Steelers need him to be what he was at the start of last season.
The depth now behind Cortez Allen, Josh Victorian, Curtis Brown, but also the Steelers and free agency signing William Gay, bringing him back to the Steelers. Did you like that move?
Yeah, it's a nice, you know, especially for what the Steelers are asking William Gay to be, I like the move. He'll be the third guy. He was pretty good in the slot. He has some ability to line up with those smaller receivers in there. And I personally, I don't know if I may be the only one here, but I think William Gay could maybe help you out at safety too. in some situations, or maybe in some alignments, you kind of line him up as a coverage safety. He's not a great player. He's not necessarily a 16-game starting caliber player, but I think he can be a valuable role player, and that's what the Steelers are going to ask him to be in 2013.
All right, Labs. Well, that's a look at your 2013 cornerbacks as they stand right now. We'll have another edition of Steelers by Position for you tomorrow.